Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Bob. Welcome to You Are Okay on Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, listeners. It's the last day of the year. Tomorrow is the beginning of 2008 already. Wow, it's been a great year. Everyone should take some time this evening, whether you stay up until midnight and wait for the big ball to drop in Times Square, or if you have a quiet evening at home with your loved ones and have a nice dinner and retire early to start out fresh tomorrow. Just remember to sit and take some time to thank the Lord for everything that you have accomplished this year and for everything that you will accomplish in the year to come. Today, Mara and I are going to be co-hosting the show, and we're going to also be talking about what we're going to be doing in 2008. Before I get Mara on the phone with you, though, I wanted to just read a little section out of Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. There was a time in his life when he was living with his guru and going to school and learning, and he was always a little adventuresome, and he decided that he was going to go away for a few days. And then when he came back, he said to his guru, "Master, I must have disappointed you by my abrupt departure from my duties here. I thought you might be angry with me." His guru looked back and said, "No, of course not. Wrath springs only from thwarted desires. I do not expect anything from others, so their actions cannot be in opposition to wishes of mine. I would not use you for my own ends. I am happy only in your own true happiness." Wow. If we could all live that for 2008, what a wonderful world this would be, right? So think about that. I would not use you for my own ends. I am only happy in your own true happiness. Yesterday, as I was listening to the show, at the beginning, Mara was leading us through some breathing exercises, and I had this vision. I was very at peace, breathing and meditating, and my mind was totally at ease, and none of those thoughts jumping around, and it was wonderful. And I sort of had a vision that Mara would be able to maybe help everyone lead themselves in meditation. And when the show was over, I gave her a call, told her my vision, and she said, "Sure, okay, let's start. When do we want to start?" And we thought, well, the new year. So I wanted to have her share with us why she said yes so easily and what we're going to be doing in 2008. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Before I talk about the meditation, I love the quote from Shri Yukasar. Oh, my gosh, Yogananda is truly, truly my master. Someday I'll have to share with you what I've learned from him and my experiences. So why did I hop on it so fast? Well, you know, I have to tell you, maybe a little bit of ego or perhaps divine destiny. I'm not sure which. But I've always wanted to lead people in meditation. I've always visualized myself doing that. And I've actually even seen myself with large, large groups, larger than any of us even imagine, almost a Rolling Stone kind of audience, with all of us there surrounded by the divine light of our unity. So the opportunity to lead a few people in learning to meditate and providing some topics was huge. And why did I select, or why did I jump on the idea that you selected, uniquely created, divinely inspired you? Because what's so interesting to me is when I first got together that book, I made a decision that it should have a spiral binder. And I don't want to take credit for that, because actually it was a friend of mine who suggested that. And the reason she did was because she said, you know, I think people should have the ability to just stop. Just stop at a day and look at it and open it up and have it stay open. Now, Amazon.com won't sell this book because it has a spiral binder. And I guess it's a little bit odd shape. But the bottom line is the spiral binder is there for those who buy it that way. You can also download it. But it's there because of the fact it enables a person who wants to just meditate on one idea for a day, for a week, for months. And so I'd love to teach people to meditate. I'd love to be a part of that process. And I think Uniquely Created was actually divinely inspired for that purpose.
And I think it was, too. I'm sure it was. I think that this series is starting at the beginning of the year. A lot of people decide to have resolutions, and I'm not one to make a list of my New Year's resolutions, but a lot of people do, and that's great. A lot of people will, you know, resolve to diet and exercise starting tomorrow. And I've always found that it's been very helpful to me if I'm doing something, if someone else is doing it with me too. I'll go to the gym, you know, 90% more if someone else is going with me. So I know that I'll meditate 90% more if someone is meditating with me. And that's what the power of being able to do this on the internet is that every day, it may be 9 o'clock on the East Coast while this show is going on, but I can come home in the evening and meditate, or I can meditate in the morning before I leave for work with the meditation from the day before. I don't have to do it live every day.
That's exactly right. And you know the wonderful thing, too, about I love the fact this eternal saving that Blog Talk Radio is providing us with all the programs. They don't go away. They're right there always anytime you need them. And the thing about meditation is it's a wonderful way to start the day. And through the wonder of Blog Talk Radio, it makes real what I say so often, that you can restart your day anytime you want.
That's
and
right.
Begin afresh. So I agree with you. I agree.
We're all bombarded, if we watch television, with commercials for prescription drugs, and these drugs are for not only physical ailments, but also for psychological ailments. And it's been proven that through meditation, a lot of these things that these prescription drugs are out there for can benefit through meditation and maybe even not use those drugs or at least supplement the drugs with meditation to help and just some of the things. And it's going to be interesting when you hear the list because these are the things that we hear about on TV all the time is the physical, it lowers your cortisol. And we all know that that's the commercial where they show the guy with the big belly fat and that's because the cortisol is there, keeping that fat there. So by meditation, we can lower those cortisol levels, and those come from stress, so it's lowering our levels of stress. It reduces free radicals, which are the unstable oxygen molecules that cause tissue damage. And we hear a lot about free radicals on TV trying to sell us drugs to capture those and release those and what have you. It decreases your blood pressure because you're in this lowered state of consciousness. It drops your cholesterol levels. It increases the airflow into your lungs, so it helps asthmatics because they've got more oxygen going into the lungs because you're focusing on your breathing. You're focusing on bringing that oxygen into your body and throughout your system. And then there's the psychological, and in the list that I put together is even larger there in the ways that it can help you because it can decrease anxiety, depression. It'll decrease irritability and moodiness. And then there's a list of things that it can improve. It can improve learning ability and memory and increase self-actualization. Increase feelings of vitality and you're just going to feel so good after meditating and you're going to feel relaxed. You're going to feel happy and you're going to be more emotionally stable. So use meditation as a way to heal yourself. It's there. It's free. It costs nothing except your time. And 10 minutes a day is is really, when you sit down to think about it, you watch an hour of TV, there's at least 10 minutes of commercials in that time. So there's also a lot of different types of meditation. So, Mara, I was wondering, what do you feel is important for our listeners to know about the meditations that you're going to be taking us through?
Wow, thanks, Bob, for that list of benefits of meditation. I think it probably helps me understand why it is that the universe is encouraging you and I to do that for 2008 for our listeners and for ourselves.
Right.
I think the first thing I'd like to say about meditation is I've always noticed, and I've read so many books, although I have to admit that many times I don't finish books. How about any of you out there? You find you don't finish a book, you start. Meditation was one of the topics that I wasn't finishing, and I couldn't quite understand why. And so I kind of stepped back and meditated on it. And part of my problem was they were inviting everyone to clean their mind of all thoughts. Oh, my gosh. What a challenge. I will tell you.
I find that impossible.
Exactly. I do, too. Plus, if we're cleaning our mind of all thoughts, are we staying open to communication from God? You know, how do we know that that thought that's rustling through our mind that might not need a little attention? So I've kind of developed a technique for myself. I find that when I'm breathing, I focus on breathing, and that does help. If you're just thinking breathing, then you're breathing the air in, you're bringing it up over the crown chakra, you're sending it back down your back and out your feet. Through that process, I'm focusing on breathing, And as I've worked on meditation over the last several years, I actually have had some long meditations. I love this one lady once. She led a wonderful meditation. She said, sometimes I meditate for 5 seconds, and sometimes I meditate for 5 hours, and the same is true for me. The same is true. There are times when I literally can clear my thoughts, and I feel as though I join with the other side. And if you can do that, go for it. Enjoy it. But you know what? I've learned in a 5-second meditation where I've cleared my mind and I've opened my heart to God, I've joined the other side too. I've also learned that I don't have to be doing nothing to meditate. So if you can listen to this radio program while you're going to work, as long as you stay focused on the road ahead of you, you can, if you're stopped in a traffic jam, meditate. If you are doing the dishes, you can meditate. I actually have meditated when I've been doing one of those long walks on a treadmill in a gym. What matters is that you put your mind in a place where you are opening yourself up to the universe and for the healing benefits. So it starts with breathing. And it doesn't necessarily have to have an empty mind. There will be times when your mind is empty. But what you can do is, as thoughts come into your mind, I suggest that you take an activity of turning those thoughts over to the universe, to God. By whatever name you use for God, just turn the thought over and release it. And say, okay, you know what? I'm thinking about that test that's coming up in 5 minutes or 5 hours or 2 days. I'm turning that over to God. Oh, wow.
So
what about the bank account?
What they might call mindfulness meditation, where you're mindful of the things that are going on around you. So if you're driving in and listening or you're on the treadmill, you're mindful of the things that are going on around you, but you're not giving them any thought.
Exactly. And in being mindful, you're cautious, obviously, plus trust the universe to protect you. One time, and this is a bit dramatic, and for some may seem really way out there, but one time I channeled for a friend, and channeling can be very exhausting, and in this instance it was terribly exhausting. And I was driving home, and I think I had help getting home because I was very tired, and I don't frankly recall traveling about 20 miles. But I was safe. I was there. I have a mind sight of it. But I relied on the universe to help me stay safe. I believe the universe keeps us safe. And I think safety is a key human spirit and need. It's a key need of our spirit. And so if I'm saying to you, you can do something else, I'm saying the reason you can do something else is because we justify not meditating because we need to do something else. 5 seconds or 5 hours. Obviously, 5 hours of meditation is not going to occur behind your wheel of your car. But just think about it for a second, because I'm trying to think about ways that I meditate, and sometimes I use the word prayer. If I'm in a traffic jam, I sometimes just send prayers to the people around me. That's a form of meditation, sending them good wishes. I think we may have too restrictive a concept of meditation, where we need to be in a bent leg lotus position with our hands held out, palm upward, forefinger.
Incense burning, candles burning.
You got it.
You're right. We don't. It's not that. It could just be sitting next to a body of water and listening to the water there and concentrating on that, or listening to a fountain or an aquarium that you have in your house, and just, or even looking into that aquarium and watching the fish for a while.
Exactly.
And be very meditative.
I'm sorry. We're getting new at this, folks, but we will get better. We are learning to talk with each other on the air, something that Bob and I do a lot of. Yeah, you know what, Bob? It can be sitting right beside someone. Haven't you ever been in a situation where you sat beside someone you didn't know and you sensed they had needs?
Oh, for sure.
And you don't need to look over at that person and say, gee, I'm going to pray for you. That makes them appear needy, less than.
And it makes them uncomfortable when that is quite the opposite. The goal that you have, or the intentions that you have,
exactly,
is to make them feel comfortable.
Exactly.
So why not say a small prayer?
Perfect. And that's
inside.
Yes, absolutely. And that's meditation. So what kind of meditation, I think, was your question? Let me go back. I think the meditation that we need to use is that meditation, that practice, that time that works for you, for the person. And I believe, after an awful lot of years, that I try to have kind of a running conversation with God. I just try to always be going there. You know, I don't guess because I don't want to disconnect.
Right.
I like the feel of it. So does that mean that there are times when my mind is not all absorbed in the all that is? Of course. But through a diligent, constant practice of meditation and deep breathing, I feel that I'm merely a second away. I just need to take 3 deep breaths.
So Mary, you recently underwent some major surgery. How did meditation help you through that life experience?
Well, it helped me because of the fact that I was literally had no control. To have no control is frightening. It's just frightening. My heart goes out to people. And what I did was, when I first injured myself, I tried to meditate myself into health. So I broke my hip and I stayed at home at my daughter's house on the couch for 24 hours without even going to seek medical treatment. And it helped me deal with the pain. It just did. Then, as I was being moved from place to place, I found that I had greater success at surviving the moment in peace if I would just breathe through the pain. And so I began very early on, within 2 days after my surgery, on the Tuesday following my surgery on Sunday, of not taking pain pills anymore, because instead I would breathe. And it still helps me, meditation does. When I go to physical therapy, and I do, they say I'm at the head of the curve, and I believe it's all due to meditation.
So you use meditation instead of medication.
You got it.
Which is just the change of one letter.
Good point.
I just happened to realize that at this moment is meditation and medication.
Exactly. I do. My physical therapist the other day said to me, hey, you know, are you hurting? And I looked at him and I thought, good, duh.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
I mean, you know, I feel like I'm with a personal trainer here, finding muscles I didn't know existed anymore. But I said, yeah, you can probably tell when I'm hurting because I'm probably breathing deeper and longer. So when he says hold it for 5, I have no problem holding it for 5 because that gives me a chance to at least...
To actually use that, use meditation and use breathing to breathe through that and breathe through the pain. Whereas most people, you know, today, you say, oh, I have a headache. It's, oh, here, I've got some Tylenol. Do you have some aspirin? What do you have? People are so quick to medicate rather than meditate.
Exactly. And you know what? I do have to admit that I have used some Tylenol. I don't think I've ever used any more than 3 in a day, but I have used some Tylenol on occasion, especially after physical therapy, you know. But I mostly use ice. But I will tell you, I hear people around me, and they are so needful of the medication, and they don't let God help them feel better.
Mm. So the materials that you're going to use to lead the meditations are going to be coming from your book, Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired, You. Where could our listeners get a hold of that book if they would like to purchase one to go through it with you, although it's not obligatory? But they're beautiful book, beautiful illustrations, beautiful words.
I have
a dream.
So
where would someone be able to purchase the book?
I have a dream that someday I will be able to give away Uniquely Created books. Unfortunately, right now I can't publish them myself. There are 3 ways that you can get the book. If you want a bound copy of the book that has a little spiral edge, kind of the beautiful copy, and let me tell you, a lady out of Selma did all of the illustrations, and they're wonderful. And I am a little bit hesitant to call that my book. I have to tell you, I put it together with the universe. But if you want a beautiful bound copy, you can get one at Lulu, lulu.com/Mara Seeds. And you'll see Uniquely Created there. A copy cost, oh my gosh, I wrote it down here a second ago, $15.75, and plus shipping and handling. I'm sorry, it's pricey. It's pricey because of all the beautiful color pictures. I'm not making a lot of money on that price. I think like $1.50. And frankly, if you want a copy of the book and you don't care if it's all beautifully spiral bound, you can get a copy for a $5 download, or you can just send me send me something, email. I'm bad at the computer stuff. Here I am on Blog Talk Radio. But you can send me an email with your email address, and my email address is right on my profile, I believe. I will look for it. It's at mara_eternalnow@yahoo.com, and I will personally send you a PDF version. If you can't afford it, you don't want to afford it, you feel like this is some sort of scam to sell my book, I'll give you a free one, but it won't be all pretty spiral bound. That's the only thing you need to know. But listen, spiral binding makes it sturdy. It doesn't mean that you can't open loose leaf pages and just slip through and look at the same ones. So you can have it for free by sending me an email. You can download it at lulu.com/Mara Seeds. You can also buy a bound copy there. Whatever choice you make, It's there for you.
Great. So, would you like to give us a preview and walk us through a small minute or two meditation?
I would be honored. But it's not going to come from the book because I've already kind of set up the topics on the segments. But let's go through a meditation, and let's do a meditation today for our new year. So let's all start by getting into a comfortable position, whatever position that is for you. And start stilling, and that's S-T-I-L-L-I-N-G, your mind and your body. Like I said, it doesn't have to be perfectly still. Obviously, you're listening to me. Pull the air, starting with a deep breath, through your feet. Let's take it up over our calves. Let's take it up over the thighs. Continuing to breathe in through your nose, up over, get to your crown chakra. Now let's drive any negative energy that you have in you back down to the earth from whence it came by blowing out. Let's do a second breath, pulling the air in up through your feet, up over your crown chakra, down your back, in with the good, out with the bad. One more. Divine One, Master of the Universe, unite our minds together at this moment as we meditate, seeking peace in our personal lives. Help us to recognize that in seeking something for ourselves, we are not violating any written code, because it is only if we find peace in our own lives, in ourselves. It is only by our own behavior that we can ever expect there to be peace in the world. Help us to recognize that our desires for other people are expectations, and using the concept of Sri Yukteswara Siddha Yogananda, there are no odds in expectations of other people's conduct. The only control we have is over ourselves, our decisions, our behavior, our words. And if enough of us can find peace inside and believe we are enough without comparing ourselves to others, then 2008 will be our first year where peace is being given a chance. It is no accident that we are joined together here in the spirit of the internet, our purest form, energy. We not only increase the ability of each of us to live in peace, but we increase the positive energy that is going around the globe at this moment. We are truly blessed. And with that, we all say, the truly holiest word, or as the Christians say, Amen. Bless all. May you have a wonderful, wonderful celebration of this holy day celebrating the new year. And may 2008 be blessed in all ways for you as you become familiar with the idea that God loves you all, A-L, new word, ways, W-A-Y-S. We are truly blessed with unconditional love. Namaste, my friends. I hold you close in my heart. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Mara. Everyone have a wonderful new year, and peace be with all of you.